أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن خفتم فرجالا أو ركبانا فإذا أمنتم فاذكروا الله كما علمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون. صدق الله. In the previous ayat we read where Allah had commanded us that we must guard our namazes. And as somebody guards something like that, he must look after his namazes. Ulama have written that it must be performed in the correct time. It must be performed, for example, for man in the masjid. And it must be performed with all its requisites. A person must make sure that he makes his namaz and then concentration and devotion in namaz. And of all the namazes, Salatul Wusta, the middle namaz. With regard to the middle namaz, the most accepted view, it is Salatul Asr. Because that is the time when people are more occupied in other things, and easily we miss the correct time. We miss namaz with jamaat. We miss namaz in the masjid. Namaz in the masjid is also absolutely required, unless a person has got a valid reason for all, in fact, haram reasons like sports, and we miss namaz in the masjid. For holidays, and we miss namaz in the masjid. For our leisure, our pleasure, and we miss namaz in the masjid. This is not permitted at all, and that is not called at all guarding the namaz. If it is for a valid reason, then that is different, as we will read in the ayat in front. Yes, and this middle namaz, some ulama have stated that it is maghrib namaz, in the sense that the fajr is 2 rakats, the other 3 namazes are 4 rakats, so between 2 and 4 is 3 rakat. That is maghrib namaz. Some have stated that it is fajr namaz, because it is between the 2 night namazes, maghrib and isha, and between the 2 day namazes, zohar and asar. So fajr they have declared. And some ulama have said that it is not fixed, it is only known by Allah Ta'ala, which is Salatul Wusta, the middle namaz. Just like Ism-e-Azam, which is a dua, when recited, immediately duas are accepted. But that Allah has kept hidden when it is. Like Laylatul Qadr, which night is Laylatul Qadr, that is also not specified, Allah kept it hidden. And also that particular moment or on the day of Jum'ah when du'as are accepted, that also Allah has kept hidden. So like that, this very precious thing of namaz also Allah Ta'ala has kept hidden, which is that Salatul Wusta. But it is that we should guard and look after all our namazes in the proper way. So much so, and Allah says, perform the namaz قُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. With total humility, stand in front of Allah Ta'ala, surrendering yourself totally to Allah Ta'ala. Don't even with your eyes look around, don't in your heart also have any other thoughts. Totally surrender to Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately, we are very, very far from this type of namaz, and we expect and we wonder why things are going wrong in our lives and in the life in the ummah. It is that we haven't looked after namaz. Namaz is the answer and solution to all our problems. It is so important. Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ فِرْ أَغَرْ تُمْكُ دَرْ هُوْ كِسِيكَ. If you have fear, like the fighting with the enemy, and the enemy is fighting you very heavily, at that time you can't make your namaz as it is normally made with jamaat behind the imam, etc. So Allah says, but even at that time, don't miss your namaz. Read your namaz, farijalan aw rukbana. When you are facing the enemy, and the enemy is attacking you, at that time also don't miss namaz. To piyada parlo ya sawar. At that time make your namaz standing on the ground, if that is possible, or even while you are mounted on your horses. But don't make your namaz qaza. If you can't make it facing Qibla, you will make it without ruku and sajda, and you are just sitting on your horses and you are fighting the enemy. But at that time also make your namaz. So important is namaz. In the kitab Muniyatul Musalli, a masala is written that if a woman is giving birth and the head of the child has already come out and it is feared the time of namaz is going to go out, like it is just the last few moments of Asr and Maghrib time will come in, or any other namaz, and the blood has not yet started flowing, at that time also that woman should make her namaz. This all shows how valuable, important namaz is. And this we can understand that we, with the flimsiest excuse, we miss our namazes. We make them qada. We don't make them in the masjid. We don't make them with jamaat. We don't make them correctly. Namaz is so important that in fact it can be said under no circumstances must namaz be missed. There are some reasons given, but we should take it that under no circumstances, and we see the lives of the Sahaba, and we see the lives of the righteous and the pious, they always gave great importance over their health, over time, over wealth, over comfort, over everything, they gave preference to namaz. We who regard ourselves as namazis, with the smallest excuse, in fact, wrong excuses, holidays, etc., sports, etc., just some visitors come and we miss our namazes in the proper way. Namaz must be looked after thoroughly, then we can see all the goodness. So Allah Ta'ala says, even in that conditions, make your namaz. فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ فِرْجِسْوَكْتُمْ أَمَنْ pao. And as soon as you back to normal conditions, فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَمَا عَلَّمَكُمْ پھر یاد کرو اللہ کو جس طرح کہ تم کو سکھایا ہے. Then remember Allah. Yeah, in this case, now make your namazes again as Allah has taught you. And make your namazes properly again. Whenever in difficult conditions also make it. You can't make it fully, properly, but make it. And when as soon as normal conditions come, then revert again. And to making the namaz properly and fully as is required, عَلَّمَكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ جِسْكُ تُمْ نَا جَانْتَ تَهِ. As Allah taught you those things which you did not know. We did not know how to make namaz. We didn't know there is a thing of like namaz. Allah in His most mercy and kindness taught us namaz also. And He has also taught us the correct and perfect way of making namaz. And we should learn that, and we should devote ourselves to that, to making namaz as is required from us. So that is on the proper time, for man in the masjid, for woman hidden away as far as possible, and with concentration and devotion, and making sure we get the correct time of namaz. Today, unfortunately, Allah forgive us, all of us collectively, we are missing the correct time of namaz also. Many of our namazes, for no valid reason, we are making them in oval time like the Salafis. And we are not observing the sunnah time of namaz. So all these things are required of us individually, collectively. For those people who fix the times of namazes, for the musallis, etc., not to object to the correct time of namaz, that we should make our namazes properly. Namaz is like the head in the body is. So namaz in our deen, namaz is like the head in the body. You can have a body without hands and legs also, but you can't have a person without a head. Just like that we can have the whole of the other parts of deen may not be there, but without namaz there is no deen whatsoever. Deen, and it is referred to in the hadith, the difference between belief and kufr is that of namaz. So important is namaz. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the importance for us also, our house people. It's our duty. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Command your house people with namaz. Whenever any person would come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they would complain of financial difficulties particularly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam should read this ayat to them, that make sure that your family people are making namaz. Wastabir alayha. Wastabir, that is in all conditions, you remain firm on namaz. You command your family people, exhort them, encourage them, make them make namaz. But you yourself be very firm. Waspavir alayha. Not just that you perform it, not only hafidhu ala salawat, not only aqimis salah, but be very, very strong on namaz. Nahnu narzu waspavir alayha la nas'aluka rizqa. Allah says, we are not asking you for rosy. In fact, we are not commanding you to earn your rosy also. To earn rosy is our duty. But Allah says, I'm not commanding you, and I'm commanding you to make my ibadat. And when you were, that is your work. You make my ibadat, and in ibadat, namaz is the most important. Nahnu narzukukum. I will feed you. Rosy is my responsibility. So you don't worry about your rosy also, you worry about your namaz. I will see not only to your rosy, to all your needs. You have any other problem also, if we are looking after our namaz, Allah will see to all our needs. So namaz is very important. Unfortunately, even good Muslims, we have relegated namaz to an unimportant issue, by the way issue, whereas we should make niyat every day that my object of my living is to make namaz. And I'm going to see to it that I make my namazes properly, and all misguidance of in our life will also go out if our namaz is correct. If our namaz is not correct, we'll find even our aqidas will go wrong. We'll find all our amal also going wrong. And the worst wrong is that we are in the wrong and we don't realize we're in the wrong. And more worse than that we are convinced that we are in the right. Allah guide us. At the time of maut, everything will come clear to everyone who was in the right and who was in the wrong. May Allah save us from the wrong path, guide us to righteousness, and it is clear that namaz is very important. Unfortunately, there are also those ulama who hardly speak about namaz. They will speak about all psychological matters, all dunya's matters, economic matters, but about namaz, they hardly speak about it. Whereas that is the most important in a Muslim's life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.